And so this oppression, this shock, the strength that the world holds over us, he said, I praise the muth, the dead, more than the living. Why? Yes, better is he than both of them which has not been born and who has not seen the wrath, the evil work that is done under the Shemesh of the sun. Better is he that is dead or unborn than to see the evil that is done under the sun, because it brings oppression or shock. It brings oppression and death. It violates every man. It presses upon you. It destroys you. That's what the spirit of the world does. That's what the carnal mind does. It never produced any kind of life at all. And he says, I saw no comfort, no harm. That's why I said it is better to be dead than to be alive. It's better to be never born than to be a part of the living. But it's the assurance of Israel that Yah has a rod. He has a staff that brings the no harm, the comfort. His word is what we find comfort in. And we are comforted, we are no harm, by the word of Yah. We find solace of this shalom, this peace that surpass our understanding. And it gives us great confidence in him that we can move in Yahshua. We can have our being in him. That we can function in him. We can do things in him. We live in him. We move. We have our being in Yahshua. The world has no harm. None whatsoever. And if we are from underneath the covering of Yah, we have none either. We have no comforting at all. So we must walk in the comfort, in the assurance of the word of Yah. That's what we must walk in. We walked in everything but that. We walked in our own ways, and they seem right. Our own ways seem right to us. There's a way that seems right unto Adam, man, unto Shava. But it brings death. It brings separation from Yah. What do you mean, Pastor Roberts? Well, our minds are not steadfast upon him. Our thoughts are not generated by the Torah of Yah. Our minds are not shaped by that. It seems right, but it brings death. It doesn't bring the excitement of Yah. It doesn't bring the joy, the shimsha, or the excitement of the word of Yah. It doesn't bring that. And whatever we find out of that, it is only momentarily. We find no comfort. Come on. What we did on the first day, no comfort in that. It's momentarily. You that tried to run and hadn't ran in a while, you felt maybe a little sore. Come on, no comfort in that. You ate the food and when you got home, you're still hungry. That's why that we said, feed me until I want no more. You can eat this and eat it all day, all night. You can wake up and eat it. You can be sick and eat it. You can fast and eat it. You can eat this all the day long and never get full and never understand the breadth and the depth of what Yah has prepared for Israel. You can eat it all day. This is our strength here. This is the only thing that is going to endure and overcome the tests of time. There's nothing else. It's pure. It's been tried. There's no dross in it. Nothing evil. It does not induce evil. It does not bring forth evil. No evil practices in it. It's all Siddiq, it's all right. For it's at the bosom of Yah. Everything here is right for Israel to obey. And we must obey Israel. We must obey Almighty Yah. That he may bring his joy, his gladness, his Todah unto Israel. Go back to Yeshaya, 66. Yeshaya 666, Isaiah verse 13. Even as he said to Israel, as I read in chapter 51, he gives them the ultimate assurance. He says, as an I'm Noham, her Ish, her son, her man-child, so will I Noham you, and you will be Noham comforted in Jerusalem. As a mother, as an Ima, comforts her Ish, her son, her son. Yah says, so will I comfort you in Jerusalem, in my place of election, that I have elected to restore Israel. And we that are in Jerusalem, as we wait for the manifestation of the fullness of the prophecy to come, then we have the Noham of Yah. The Ruach of Yah, the Spirit of Yah comforts Israel. That's why a counsel is one thing on the Shabbat. And we wait for the Shabbat rest, the Shafat, the rest of Yah. And in Jerusalem, you cannot be burdened down with sin. So you had to go through the eye of the needle. And so you had to dismount off your camel. Of course, we call ourselves riding our high horses. So you got to get down off of you. You got to get down. You got to bear yourself. You had to take off everything that was a burden. You cannot take any burdens into Jerusalem. You cannot. That is the thing that causes us more discomfort, that causes us more agony than anything. Because we are laying down with burdens, and when the Ruach of Yah comes, the Spirit of Yah, the first thing it does, it reproves the world of sin. It deals with sin. It deals with the transgressing of the Torah of Yah. It is our comfort. It is just like an Ima. It comforts us, reinforces the Torah of the Avat. And that is what a true Ima does. She enforces the Torah of the Avat. She makes sure that the Torah that he established in his house, not a Jezebel, not defying it. She holds fast to the Torah of her Avat. The Avat says one thing, she doesn't alter that for the son or the daughter. She holds fast to that. If he says, don't do that, she says, well, he's not here, we'll do it. That's wickedness. That's wickedness. If he says, don't do it, you don't do it. If he says, no, you don't argue. You leave it alone. Hallelujah. For it's that Torah of life that brings strength unto him. It is the Torah of our Abba that has given us strength. We've seen the power and the manifestation of it in Yahshua the Lamb. And we need this living truth, brothers and sisters. That's why you need the Ruach of Yah. So as an Ima takes care of her Ish, her firstborn, the one of heritage, the one that maintained, so will Yah Noham Israel, his people. He's going to bring them to that city of rejoicing. Jerusalem, the city that comes from above. The renewed Jerusalem, whereby the Torah of Yah and the light of Yah shall shine. There will be no need of sun or moon, any light. For the Abba in the sun shall be the living power of the city of Almighty Yah. It's not some imaginative thing. It is reality. Hallelujah. How do you know? Do you breathe air? Is that a reality? Is that real? Do you go to sleep? All right, do people die? So is the word of Yah. I believe it. I have confidence in it. Was some man or no, these were men that were Kadosh, they were led by the Ruach of Yah. Is it amazing that we read every kind of vile thing and believe what men say? We count it to be accurate. We count it to be accurate. This is accurate. It is the truth. And nothing but the truth. For Yah has established it. And there is no other truth but this truth. The word of Yah. The Torah of Yah. The power of Yahshua. The light of his truth. Yahshua is the light of the truth of Yah. The comforting of Yah. Yahshua comforts Israel by giving them a sure word. And he prayed to the Abba that the power of his life would witness that this testimony is true. We need that. We need that. We need this word to comfort us. We need the rod of Yah to comfort us. It is the rod of the Ruach of Yah that comforts us and brings us back in line. We've gone astray. We're just like sheep that have gone astray. When a sheep goes astray, you must have the rod to draw it back. You need the rod, the staff of Yah, to bring the sheep back to its proper place. You must have that. You don't have that, we have nothing at all. Hallelujah. We need that comforting. We need that aima, that aima, that comfort of aima, that breast, the milk that flows from a breast. We need that milk. The children of Yah, we need milk. We need the sincerity of the word of Yah, of the Torah of Yah. We need this milk to flow in our inward parts and cause the life of Yeshua to resurrect us from the dungeons of death and doubt and sinfulness, that our ways dishonor Yah, that our ways deny the power of His imat, that we have no confidence in what He says to us, and yet we take confidence in our own thoughts that generated in a mind that has not been shaped by the Torah of Yah, but has been shaped by our opinions and our likes and our dislikes. That's where we fall. That's why we're always coming short. It is the power of the word of Yah that gives us strength to stay the course. And we need that. We need the assurance. We need the noham of Yah. I'm going to stop right there because it's too much to finish tonight. But I will finish this next Wednesday, if some other brother doesn't preach, all right? May the blessings of Yah rest upon you all. You that are listening, may the strength of Yah fill your life tonight. May the blessings of Yah overtake you. And may His riches fill the love of Yisrael. And may all Yisrael, may the strength of Yah fill your love tonight. Hallelujah. In all things we do, Barak, your Almighty Yah, we pray for Yisrael. You strengthen and Barak, help us all. Give us rest and comfort tonight. Bless the brothers of labor today. Give them comfort, Yah. Rest in their bodies as they prepare for tomorrow. The brothers here as well, Yah, as we prepare for a wonderful day to pick peaches and whatever you have us to do. We Barak you for all things and all your blessings. Bless those that are listening tonight, wherever they're listening from. We ask all things in Yeshua's mighty name. And Yisrael cried, hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah.